Yes, sir.
John.
Hello.
John.
Hey.
I understand that some of the members of the committee, particularly Proxmire, may raise hell about my nomination of Homer Budge.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you the background and see if you're in a position to help me if they do. Homer Budge has served two terms in the Idaho legislature, five terms in the Congress. He's a conservative Republican. He's a great friend of Charlie Halleck's. He was defeated by a boy named Ralph Harding in 1960. He went on the court out there in Idaho and been serving as a judge since 60. I asked Dirksen and Halleck, as presidents do, under these laws that require the other party to be represented on these commissions, to give me some of their recommendation. I don't like to put certain types of fellows from New York City constantly on the SEC, because that's where you Wall Street and that's where your problem is, so I like to reach out. The last one I appointed was a member of the Securities Commission from the state of Oklahoma. This time I wanted to go west, and I decided that I'd look into this fellow Budge when Halleck recommended him. They told me he's one of the abler members of the House and was a strong Halleck man when he was there. I put the FBI after him, and they interviewed the man they defeated, and he said, well, they didn't agree politically, but that there was nothing against his character, and he was a well-qualified man. Showed he went to Idaho College, then went to Leland Stanford University and got an A.B. degree in California, then got his law degree, LLB, from University of Idaho, and has lived there all of his life. FBI found nothing wrong with him, and everything, every man that was interviewed complimented him and said something nice about him. Now, Proxmire and some of the liberals have decided to raise hell because he's a conservative Republican. I guess if that's true, Eisenhower, when Rayburn and I recommended some liberal Democrats that we did from time to time, he shouldn't have put them on, but we did. And I think the intent of the law was to have another viewpoint represented there. Now, I don't believe this man is corrupt, or I don't think he's unqualified, or I don't think there's any reason for his not being named and for his not being named.